This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia told civilians on Tuesday to leave a swath of Ukraine along the eastern bank of the Dnipro River, a major extension of an evacuation order. Ukraine says the evacuations include forced deportations from occupied territory, a war crime. Russia, which claims to have annexed the area, says it's taking civilians to safety because of the risk Ukraine might use unconventional weapons. Moscow has accused Kyiv of planning to use a so-called dirty bomb to spread radiation or to blow up a dam to flood towns and villages in Kherson province. Kyiv says such accusations it would use tactics on its own territory are absurd, but that Russia might be planning such actions itself to blame Ukraine. Russian attacks on Ukraine continued Tuesday, including the use of missiles and weaponized drones. VOA's Anna Chernikova has details from Kyiv.
On the 250th day of Russia's full-scale assault on Ukraine, massive missile and drone attacks on Ukrainian cities continue. Overnight into Tuesday, Zaporizhia, Mykolaiv, Dnipropetrovsk, Kharkiv, Sumy, and Donetsk regions came under fire. As a result of Monday's attacks on energy infrastructure across the country, a number of Ukrainian cities face mandated scheduled power cuts on Tuesday. The order includes the city of Kyiv. Ukrainian officials say heavy fighting continues in the southern and eastern front lines. Russian forces are getting ready to defend their control of Kherson, while the Ukrainian army has liberated 9 more communities in the Luhansk region. Anna Chernikova for VOA News, Kyiv.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Scientists said Tuesday an invasive mosquito species was likely responsible for a large outbreak of malaria in Ethiopia earlier this year. Some experts say that finding is a worrying sign that years of progress against the disease could be unraveled. The species has mostly been seen in India, but it has recently been spotted in some parts of Africa. Israelis are voting in the 5th national election since 2019, hoping to break the political deadlock that's paralyzed the country. AP correspondent Tia Goldenberg reports the voter turnout across Israel is higher than many expected.
The expectation among many observers was that Israelis would be tired after so many elections, but actually in the morning hours of this day, we're seeing turnout higher than the last election last year, which is a bit of a surprise. It shows that it's an indication that Israelis are still coming out to vote, that they still have some drive in them. And that is mostly fueled by either a distaste for former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu or a real desire to see him come back to power.
The cost of living is surging, Israeli-Palestinian tensions are boiling over, and Iran remains a central threat. Britain's interior minister is facing criticism for describing migrants crossing the English Channel in small boats as an invasion. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Home Secretary Suella Braverman used the term while defending conditions at a processing centre for new arrivals, where some 4,000 people have been held in a facility intended for just 1,200. She'd referred to small boat crossings as the invasion of our southern coast and said illegal immigration is out of control. Immigration Minister Robert Jenrick quickly distanced himself from her words. Critics accuse Brahman of deliberately worsening conditions at the processing centre by refusing to book hotel rooms for asylum seekers. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Arab leaders are meeting in Algeria at the 31st summit of the Arab League. They're seeking common ground on divisive issues in the region with the backdrop of rising inflation, food and energy shortages, drought and soaring cost of living across the Middle East and Africa. The 22-member league last held its summit in 2019. The kings, emirs, presidents and prime ministers will discuss thorny issues that have emerged since the pandemic, the establishment of diplomatic ties between Israel and 4 Arab countries in the fallout of the war in Ukraine. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.